originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Psst. Psst.
Hey, what's up? Did you know?
Know what?
It's Friday night.
That's right.
Spankwagon Radio. Only available on the internet. That's what everyone tells me. Yes. You're listening to the Laryngitis Show. Because we were tired of screaming for episode 3 to start last night. Screaming like little girls that were molested by their uncles.
Ew. Wow, you suck, dude. Took the fun right out of that.
It depends on who it's fun for.
I'm never calling you Uncle Claude in front of my kids again, you creep.
I'll make sure my hands are warm.
Ew. Ladies and gentlemen,
you, the listener, are now listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
The listener is now listening. Wow, we just went from active to... Anyhow, hey, folks, it's Friday night. It's 6 o'clock here, actually a little after 6:05 here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think we're having wonderfully low numbers today because everybody's out to the fucking theaters to see Star Wars. So we will let that one go for this week.
That's correct. Even Akari in the chat room says that pretty much as soon as this is over, he's going to bolt to go see episode 3 again.
Again. I mean, again. Everybody has been just seeing so this damn film multiple
except
times.
Except for you.
No, I'll probably see it once, it. And I'll see it once tomorrow. So, like, try
you
not to...
You need
give
to
me,
see it I in digital. In digital with THX surround sound.
I'll try.
Certified.
I can't
make sure the TV
shit.
Is...
The TV.
Excuse me, the theater is THX certified.
I'll try. I can't guarantee anything. I just want to go and see it, you know, for the fact that it's a movie and a story. I don't need all the gigas and flash and pizzazz. I'm
Akari says he's even going to go see it when it's in IMAX, and that's going to be great.
Yeah, but when it's in IMAX, it gets severely hacked.
How so?
Cut up, destroyed, and made look less than perfect.
We'll see.
I'm feeling naked. I can't find my cell phone.
I heard
this is a weird withdrawal.
Well, it's kind of different, isn't it?
It is very different.
Something you're used to being there, and it's gone.
Yes.
That's Flying J.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, there's a good case for Flying J. He ain't here yet. Oh, well. He said he'll be here. Holy shit, do I just speak of the devil in these shows.
Grab his horns.
Satan! Ladies and gentlemen, keying up to the mic as soon as he gets situated on his own damn free fucking time. God damn, we are.
Yeah, shit, we're all wearing red.
We're all wearing red. Hit up the cam. Hey, by the way, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at our home base, spankwagon.net. Of course, you are listening to us right now. You found us basically because of the fine syndicators that are out there covering our show. Let's see, what else? Oh, yes.
Flying J, what's up, cuz?
What's up with your mic? Will you click the button on the top? Is it on? Is it plugged in?
God damn. Live microphone checks on the fly.
Shit. Yeah, go ahead and try 3.
Ah!
Nothing. Nope. Oh, shit. I got to figure out what's going on.
Try the other mic. I got both mics up. I can hear it clicking.
I can hear it. Hello? What is it with this place and everything?
Try that mic.
Tap that mic.
Hello?
Both mics are
both
dead.
Both mics are dead, so we'll see what we
can
do.
Well, Jay, we'll get you working here in a minute. We will, we will. Anywho.
We have to. Sexual chocolate. I believe the children are the future.
Anyhow, if you want to join us, if you are one of the few listeners we have today, who haven't gotten the Wookie Hooky Flu, whatever they've called it on the media now.
The Wookie Hooky Flu.
Wookie Hooky Flu or something like that.
That sounds like the X-rated version of the Hokey Pokey.
Well, you know. Oh, man. This sucks trying to figure out what's going on with the board.
All right, just in case, try it now.
Try now. Nope.
Wow, it's really fucked up on these soundboards here.
Someone's been fucking with the soundboards.
As usual.
That pisses me off. Anywho, yeah, the Star Wars. Do we know even a gross as to what it's made so far?
So far. Yes, 50 million so
far.
Stop
that mic. Nope.
Switch mics.
Switch mics.
Now?
Yeah.
Thank you. Fuck.
We have a dead mic.
We're working on that one during the break.
Yeah, we went ahead. Flying J and myself saw it last night.
Wait, do you have that plugged in and him plugged into this, or is he on one of these? Tap that mic real quick. Okay, so he's on 5.
He's fine.
Okay, so anyhow. Dude, what is it, man? We had a webcam go down earlier today.
That's right. Trench supplements his income through a webcam at home.
Yes. Too bad right now I'm still paying for the webcam instead of being supplemented by it.
I'll pretend you just did not
do
that.
I didn't need to see that ever
do it,
again.
You want to prove it, man? Do it in front of the camera.
Yeah, do it in front of the camera. Well, you got to get in front of the camera.
Yeah, dude.
You switched.
Yes.
You switched.
Ah!
Wow, this mic really works. I can actually hear myself this week.
There we
Jesus.
Go.
Jesus.
So can everyone else.
For once.
But no, we had a really interesting last night. We went and saw Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
It was very good.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, can I just get through? You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can join us online, irc.slashnet.org. LV Rocks is the room, pound LV Rocks.
Yes.
We'll open up the phone lines a little later on in the show. You guys can we basically call in and have a discussion about pretty much whatever you choose. It's open to you guys out there, the listeners. All right, guys. That's all I needed to just go ahead and commence.
I don't know. I detect a certain...
No, I just had to get out the station info and the chat info.
We saw Star Wars. Have you seen it yet?
No, I'm going tomorrow.
Not. He's not seen it yet. He even broke out into Bill Murray last night singing the theme to Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars!
Nothing but Star Wars! Yeah, it's great.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Oh, yeah. We
what is this? I heard you had a Homer moment.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently, Flying J was very clever, and on the way out, there were other people lined up to get into the theater.
Oh yeah,
for the next showing.
Right.
To which point, Flying J screams at them all, "They all die!
They all die!"
Yeah. Well, duh.
Yeah, you know, everybody suddenly got golden and red eyes, and you know, gripped their chest and said, "I hate you."
Let me ask.
They burst into flames.
Hey, quick question. How many fucking losers? How many out and out wearing their parents' bathrobes, carrying green or red broomsticks did you
None.
See?
We didn't go that late.
Ah, so there was
we
no
went early.
What did I think I called them online the retarded cosplayers or the overzealous cosplayers, you know?
Yeah.
They were interviewing them like last night. They were in some theater, I guess, in New York, near Times Square.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or where they premiered it, where Lucas and everybody was.
We'll make up for that when we go to the San Diego Comic Book Convention.
Yeah. This guy with his thin, scraggly beard trying to be Qui-Gon. And it's like, I don't remember Qui-Gon having that much acne.
the original, it's
kind of funny because, you know, the original Star Wars came out before I was born. And, you know, this is the last time.
Yeah, you know, but honestly, though, I mean,
Wait, you're fucking serious. Someone was like, look, I know that it's a cult hit. I mean, that's really what Star Wars is. Star Wars is a cult hit.
I can't lie, though.
Okay.
I can't deny it, though. I mean, when George Lucas, directed by George Lucas, popped up after the last scene, I go, fuck, we just watched the last Star Wars movie that's ever going to come out.
No, he's doing a TV show.
This is what I heard.
We can rejoice in that.
On TV, right after we watched it, This is what he's doing. He's going to convert all six of them to 3D and re-release them.
Mm-hmm, I heard
and
that.
And then he's going to be directing the next Indiana Jones movies in a couple of small independent projects.
Oh, God, he's directing Indiana Jones?
Well, he's collaborating with Spielberg.
He better just be collaborating, because Spielberg can direct, Lucas can produce.
Right, and see, that's just it, though. See, they proved it. They proved it with
Star
Empire
Wars?
Strikes Back, okay?
Well, yeah, he had,
Irving, had another director.
Was it Irving Kirshner?
Yes, and it was considered the finest ones of all, at least in my opinion, you know.
Still, is it still considered the finest one of all, or has it been replaced by Episode 3?
No, I would still go with Empire, maybe
I'd have to
Revenge
as well.
Revenge of the Sith. You know, but see, Jedi is kind of a little
Jedi
bit
Jedi getting killed, but Empire did end on a less happy note. The only happy note we had at the end of Empire was Luke getting a hand. That's it. However, in this one, we got to see, you know, the babies taken off to with Organa You know,
and it's still debatable. James Earl Jones doing the voice, I believe it was him, though.
It had to have been.
It was him. He did do some...
The fact that he, like, just... fuck it. Spoiler, whatever. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, watch out for spoilers here, folks.
The fact that when he woke up from, his surgical operation there, you know, and goes... Did you see Palpatine in the background?
Grinning
just like,
and shit. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, well, your hate killed her. No!
Yeah.
Everything started crushing like a tin can. I was like, oh, yeah.
Dude, it was painful, though, to have to hear James Earl Jones try to talk like Christian Hayden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pardon me. Where is she?
Dude.
No, I felt her life.
Now, word has it that they brought back those goddamn midichlorian things.
But they explained the divine conception too.
Okay, how did they explain the divine conception?
Well, do you want?
Yeah, why not? Let's spoil it for everybody.
Yes, let's go.
Basically, what it is if when you one of the ultimate powers that you
the
can
dark
have
side.
Spoiler
that
alert.
You can have over the Force,
right?
But you have to go to the dark side to get it because what did he call it? The ridiculous dogma or some shit of the Jedi Order.
Yeah, which was kind of like a little slap there to the Catholic Church.
No. Exactly.
Anyways.
You can actually turn midichlorian to work for them and can control them to bring things back to life and to create
life.
To be bad, you have to create life.
Yes.
Or to create life, you have to be bad.
Life, you have to be bad because apparently, you know, as what Yoda states, you have to learn to let go of people. You cannot stay attached. You cannot grieve them.
Right.
That's not allowed.
Jesus, it almost sounds like a little bit of Buddhism. Isn't that Buddhism right there?
Actually, it was, because they become one with the Force.
Yeah.
Right.
Never mind the Force is midichlorians.
And you know, the little specters that show up in the other Star Wars films?
Mm-hmm.
Qui-Gon actually was the one who learned that technique and taught it to the rest of them. So,
yeah.
Explain that too.
All right.
Because it's not a normal thing for Jedi to drop dead and then show up like little ghostly figures like, hey, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, man? Know? Yeah. So apparently they're supposed to fade into existence and join the Force, much how Buddhas join the universe and the great span of things.
But Qui-Gon did some reverse channeling and shit, and he doesn't make an appearance, but he's referenced in the film.
Yeah, towards the end, yes.
Okay, so, well, there we
go. Akari says that last Vader scene sucked. It felt too awkward. Yeah, when he's trying to do like, where's Padme? But she was alive, and I knew.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll admit that was kind of. But yeah, when Vader starts tearing shit up, dude, and that scene is necessary though.
Yeah.
Because his voice kind of cracks because Vader's emotional. That's why it sucked. But it was necessary.
I still thought the Emperor in the background, had a shitty grin. Like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You killed him, motherfucker.
You can notice that because everything else is getting destroyed around him by Vader's power. Except for the Emperor's hanging out there just
like, that's my motherfucker
grinning.
Right there, man. That's my motherfucker. Lord Vader.
So that's basically the synopsis of.
Yeah, but you know what? And I made a comment yesterday, and some other fangirl in front of me that hitchhiked on our conversation agreed with me. You remember when we were walking to the bathrooms? I said, you know what? That just made up for the last two pieces of shit Lucas churned out. And she goes, yeah, I agree. So I think that's the consensus.
Yeah, I think that's the overall consensus. People are really pleased with.
To make this movie really good, you needed the first two, though.
Yeah.
Well, okay. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
I really
did.
Honestly, I think you did in the sense of storytelling. I mean, you had to obviously have that progression to see that progression, but you could have done it better without Jar Jar, without the comic elements.
See, they stole from Emerald Dawn. That's Emerald Twilight or whatever. You know, when Hal Jordan goes nuts?
Yeah. For everybody, this is we're shifting into comic book land here. Yes. Hal Jordan is the Green Lantern.
Yes, Green Lantern. And, you know, as you know, when Coast City got wiped off the planet.
Destroyed by Mogul during the Superman's battle.
Yeah, what did Hal want to do? He wanted to...
Recreate the city.
Exactly, or bring life back, you know. And what did he have to do? He had to go... kill everybody in the Green Lantern Corps, which is exactly what Anakin fucking did. So
yeah,
you know. And so I thought George Lucas was reading a little bit of DC there for a while.
So you think George Lucas stole from the Green Lantern mythos?
I don't know.
By the way, we also know that from the commercials, Chewie is back.
Oh yes,
or Chewbacca is there.
Very minor,
extremely minor. Helps Yoda escape.
Yeah.
Did I ruin something?
Yeah. Well, here's his lines. You know.
More emotion.
Yoda or
Jedi
Chewbacca.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean,
yes.
Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, hand gets frozen, taken away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
Chisaw.
Yeah.
Pizza Honky Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah. And Jabba has cocktails, too, apparently.
Yes.
Yes.
Chewbacca! I tasted Jabba the Hutt last night.
Yes, Jabba the Hutt juice. It was green.
It was nasty.
Sounds like James Patrick gargling.
It does. That's great, dude.
Chewbacca.
A lot of people are totally into
it. Get off a sexual Chewbacca.
Sexual Chewbacca.
Sexual Chewbacca.
I lead my children.
Nice. Very nice. Okay, so that's it for Star Wars. I don't think we want to give away everything in spoilers.
Yes, we do.
No, you really shouldn't.
Oh, that's because you haven't seen it.
More Star Wars-inspired songs.
No. Damn.
That's nice.
And that, speaking of which, Mace totally gets killed in a stupid fucking way.
It
was just so fucking weak. It was weak.
You know what? I've read about that, and that's funny considering the fact of how they built him up during the Clone Wars
the
cartoon.
Guns of the motherfucking...
You will not. No. Do not spoil the entire thing, please.
We won't.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, man. That's the bad motherfucker from Pulp Fiction, man. You can't just...
Yeah, but Jedis don't carry wallets, so you know what? He's not the bad motherfucker.
Oh, man. He didn't have a Jerry Curl.
He went out like a punk, dude.
He should have had a Jerry Curl.
He should have, man. Fucking arm cut out, flies off the window.
Yeah. I have no power, Zap.
I think we just ruined something.
No, damn, man.
Dude,
should have watched the fucking movie.
Well, You know what? I have to wait until Saturday so I can go with my wife.
You could have just faked it.
fake?
Oh, yeah. Where were you?
She fakes it.
Duh. Ow. Fuck, ow.
Yes, Akari says, Mace went out like a sucker.
Like a straight bitch. I mean, ain't no sucker, bitch. It's pow. You know.
So, yeah.
Where's my money?
But Yoda bitch slapping, or force bitch slapping Imperial guards is pretty
tight. That was pretty tight. He just, like, strolled in, like, motherfuckers go flying everywhere and shit.
That was great, dude. Hmm. Yeah. It was a pretty cool battle between Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It was pretty tight.
It was great.
Okay.
You saw the best parts of it from the commercial.
I'm sure I did. I mean, except that's kind of how it goes.
Except for the plump when you cook them part, you know, which is interesting.
You know, maybe, when they force pushed
screaming,
each other.
Was he screaming kind of like a pussy, though, when he was burned? Ow! Ow!
Oh, he's on fire, dude.
Ow! Yeah, but, you know, I would have been, like, screaming a little bit more, you know.
Forcefully?
More, yeah, yeah.
With a little more believability.
To,
come
yeah,
on. It's Hayden Christensen. First off, Hayden, well, that's Neo. Hayden Christensen cannot act.
You're right.
And anything Lucas does. I think I saw him, and I thought it was him in another movie, like some, you know, love story piece of shit. And it was like, oh, that, maybe he can act, you know. And then, of course, Lucas gets a hold of him and turns him into cardboard.
Yeah, he turns him into
droids.
You
could put fucking cardboard cutouts going, hey, I'm going to be Vader. You know, and yeah. That would have been better than Hayden Christensen.
No, the painful parts about was like rolling in fucking glass, okay, butt naked. All right, it was when they were doing their romantic dialogue between Padme
so
and fucking
horrible.
Anakin.
You know what? Lucas cannot write dialogue.
Not
dialogue
so
like that.
Padme, I will not let you die. Oh, Anakin, whatever do you mean? I dreamt terrible dreams, and I will
these
not allow
these were the
allow
same dreams when I had my mother.
Yeah.
I saw what happened to her. I cannot allow them to happen to you.
I shouldn't eat pizza before bed.
Fucking horrible.
drink bad beer.
No, you got to do a product tie. I should have not had Pepsi from Dagobah 3. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see the commercial, though, where the king met Vader? The plastic-headed king?
I saw part of that.
Wait, the plastic, the Burger
from
King,
Burger
king,
king
yes,
meets
met
Darth
Vader.
Vader.
Oh,
yes,
no.
They're just standing
I'm
there
Mustafaro.
Looking. I'm Mustafaro. Well, see, they were both breathing, too. Vader would go, and then fucking the plastic king would go, and they stood there for like a minute just staring at each other, breathing, you know.
And that's supposed to sell Whoppers.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Okay, but have you
out
noticed?
Of your way.
Have you noticed? Totally. Have you noticed though that this time around the marketing even seems more intense than the last two times?
He's got a horn.
Claude said it right when you know he sees people sucking Slurpee out of Vader's skull.
Yeah.
Or Yoda's skull.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
There's something to that. You know, George Lucas isn't making these films to entertain us, I don't think. He has figured out that, you know what, it isn't about the movies. It isn't about the art or the magic that those movies create.
No.
It's all about how many morons will go out there and buy a Slurpee so they, too, can suck Slurpee through Vader's fucking skull.
Yep.
Pure and simple. That is it.
I plan on stealing the Vader blow up thing on top of the Burger King.
The Burger King Vader blow
up.
Yeah,
look how man, that's fucking tight. Just like the SpongeBob got
I ain't
stolen.
Seen him yet, man.
They're
I won't
cool.
bring Vader back. I won't bring Vader back. Fuck. It was a stupid prank. No, it was. I want fucking a blow up Vader doll in my bedroom.
You want a blow up Vader doll?
Sweet love
Did you
to
just
the
say
dark side.
Yeah.
Make sweet love to the dark side.
He just said he wanted a blow up. Oh, you use your Thaber. Use your Thaber.
I'll fold it in half and fuck the bubble like Robert Schimmel.
Oh, Jesus.
I can only imagine.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Vader sings. Kinda. As I wanted to smack your ass with my lightsaber. And force choke you into bed.
Force donkey punch.
Force donkey punch. Force dirty Sanchez. Can't get enough of the dark side, baby.
You and your goddamn... You and the Vader blow up doll, dude.
Yeah.
The Vader blow up doll. You know, now I'm gonna have that in my bedroom. I'm gonna have that bedroom. I'm gonna make love to it. Sweet love, my Vader blow up doll. Ah!
Instead of the, it'll be the.
No, dude. All of a sudden, I get a knock on the door. Hey, Dredge, what? Can I borrow the air compressor?
What?
Yeah, sure.
Yes!
Give in. Submit to the power of the vibrating orifice.
Vader, can I play with your dark helmet?
THX vibrating hole.
Vader with force feedback buttocks.
Yeah, fucking Vader's gonna slap everything on it, man. Fucking marketing fucking Anakin fucking dildos and shit. Oh, shit.
You know, if only George Lucas would go that far, dude. Because they have Princess
Why
Leia.
Why not? He is damn near.
They have Princess Leia slave girl outfits for your dog.
Yes, I have seen a slave you know Leia costumes for the dog.
Jesus, E3 that's going on right now, they have slave girls walking around, slave girl Leias. And my God, I forgot how incredibly hot the
Here's the problem. They're only taking pictures of the hot chicks.
So?
Okay, you know there's a slave Leia out there.
Yes, with low confidence and self-esteem that I could take advantage of right now and still live the dream.
And a Mack truck to back up her ass because
you know what?
She
That's
needs
all
that
good.
Help.
That's all good because chubby chicks need love too.
I'm just saying, dude, you got to be careful. They're going to show you those great pictures, lure you into the dark side.
Yeah.
The dark side
Darth
of cosplay.
Falls over here, yeah.
Dark side of cosplay. No, the dark side of cosplay is when you have dudes...
What? Let me see.
What did you do? What is wrong with you?
See, she's not bad. I mean, you know, she's like a three-bagger, okay? You know, but...
three-bagger.
You know, as long as she could still breathe during the whole process.
Well, with the nose like that, I don't see why not. What? Anyhow, they can't see what we're doing on radio.
Lilo and Stitch. I mean, come on. She grew up.
That's nasty.
That's just wrong.
Shit, I had this one right here, these ugly pictures, man. I know exactly which one.
Why are we looking at ugly pictures while talking on the radio?
Because everyone will want to hear your horrid reactions. Just to kick it out.
Nice.
Man, that was nice, oniony.
That was really,
bouquet
Jesus
coming out.
Christ. So anyhow, anything else aside from Star Wars or anything else we can really drag out of this bit?
Well.
Everyone always loves the typical Star Wars.
What
cantina.
The Star Wars cantina? They got Star Wars raps. Death Star? Huh. It's Luke. I'm a soldier. Oh shit. Ha ha ha.
Star Wars rap right there. Now, this is what I was searching for right there, and we're going to hear the reaction of...
We got to hear the reaction of Flying J to this one. Because what we're doing right now is we're looking up online cosplayers.
Okay. Yeah.
And for those of you guys who don't know, please, give me a quick definition of what cosplayers are.
Well, they're just really huge fanboys that have to emulate... And girls that emulate their favorite characters, normally anime... by dressing up like them, you know.
Typically short for costume players.
Now we're showing Jay a really, really overweight chick with
I'd still hit it.
What character is that?
You'd still hit it?
I would still hit it.
Why?
Because chunky but still funky.
Okay. Who needs it more, them or you now?
Me.
Are
obviously.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Why? Is she naked now?
She's pretty close, dude.
Come on. She's just wearing...
Dude, we can see rope burns on her crotch from her panties, dude. Although, I gotta admit... That's kind of rough, though.
Okay, you're
I'm kind of on Jay's side on this one.
You know, it's still a hole.
Hey, Akari! Dude, and she's furry, too, man.
Yeah.
Dude, that's...
Her costume, not her.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
What's
new, pussycat?
Yeah. Akari, you would know this better. It's an anime character, dude. It's a female...
from Darkstalkers.
Is it Darkstalkers?
Yes.
Yeah, she's the one with the cat with the fucking cat claws and the pink hair.
Yeah, go to, like, mainworld.net and look up Darkstalkers.
Yeah.
Okay, anyhow.
I also want to go ahead and give a free shout-out. Badgas.co.uk.
Is that Mark's site?
No, this is where I got this picture from.
I'm sorry, Trent.
That's where I also got those pictures that you hated a pretty girl.
Pretty
the one
girl.
With that, the bulging eyes and shit in the trach tube.
Oh yeah.
You gotta
go to Spank Wagon. It's on the wagon. I can guarantee it's on the wagon.
Spankwagon.net for some pictures of some good mongoloids.
Mongoloids is a nice way of putting it. Oh my god, these people need to be put to sleep sooner than later.
I kinda agree. I'm kinda with Flying J on that one. That one
there's emotional baggage associated with that as well.
Why you just fuck them and leave them. It's real easy. I do it all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Really? What was that last week that happened all throughout the show?
What?
You kept getting messages throughout the show?
Yes, and I still get messages.
What's this fuck them and leave them then? It seems like it's fuck them and they'll follow you along.
Where am I?
You're in the studio.
Where did I go? I did not meet that chick last night, Rob.
Really, you didn't?
I went home and I ignored her for the rest of the night.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you don't have more chick problems already?
No,
he doesn't have a problem, dude.
I don't have a problem. They have problems. They want to get all emotionally attached and stuff. You know. You know what? If I find the right type of woman, she's just as attractive as she is intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe I'll be okay. But right now, no. I'm being very picky. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. That's right, Jigga Man.
Flying J right there. There's a good song that's going to be just a total just shout out for you, guy.
No, I mean, look, it's no mystery or no that my attitude towards relationships, period, is fucked. So
that's right. So that's really not your theme song, would it?
No,
this would be.
What is it? Yeah. God damn, I hate this song. That's fucking Vader's theme song right now.
I am so lonely. But my own. My own damn self.
I love that.
In the force. You feel me?
Jeez. You hate that song, and I don't know why, dude.
Because it's dumber than
it's
shit.
It's a great song, dude. God.
Don't look at me. He's running that part of the sound.
You once told me, you said that that's like hip-hop for white people.
Yes.
No, I kind of disagree with that one.
Okay.
I would think like this would be like white hip-hop for white people.
Oh, look. Well, it's like a ska version of...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go ahead. Now I'm going to really go ahead and hit you up with something right here, then.
Not the fish one.
Flying J likes country.
I do.
Snoop Dogg Double G. Somehow, someway, hey.
All right.
Coming out funky ass shit.
I got to get this. Give me a copy of this shit. Okay.
Are you going to play this in the car?
No, I will bump that shit 24/7.
You know what, then? I make you a deal. I'll burn you a copy, dude. And we go down, we burn the shit on the strip, and we blast it.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll kill it.
We'll do it. We'll do it. Because you know what? You got embarrassed one night we were doing it on the strip.
No, play for him what you were playing.
Yeah, play.
Play for him the shit you
Dude,
were playing.
I will get out in the intersection and dance to it. Okay? Okay. Red light.
Wait till you hear what he was playing with me. Okay?
All right. Yeah, it's true. This is what I was playing for Trencher when we were going on the strip. Blasting as loud as I could in the Ford.
Yes! 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 I would... Fuck yeah! just to get people to look. Suck my dog dick by Wesley Willis. Suck my dog dick. Suck my dog dick. I don't know the lyrics.
Neither do I.
Constipated goat's dick, man. What the fuck is that shit? Suck my friend's dog's dick. Suck the guy's over there's dog's dick. Suck a poodle dick with a lampshade.
Now, amazing. What was really kind of interesting, I thought myself, was I was playing this and Trencher became a little embarrassed because people were looking.
That's the whole purpose of it.
Well, I know that's the whole purpose of it, but I don't, you know, first off, I don't like the song.
Suck a Great Dane's dick through a bottle of Gatorade. You know, whatever. Come on. We'll make our own Wesley Willis songs up.
We could do that, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Get a Casio. Let's fucking kill it.
You two could hit the demo mode on a Casio and go for it.
We'll be a tribute band to Wesley Willis. To
the late, Wesley Willis
the
tribute
late,
band.
Great Wesley Willis.
Internet-based. We could do that.
Yeah.
You going to be a part of us?
I'll run the keyboard.
You going to be a producer?
I'll run the keyboard.
You be background vocals?
Yeah, but you got to do like the Flock of Seagulls keyboard technique.
Just hold the button down and... You know, that does not translate to radio.
Well, it's okay. But still, you still have to do it. It won't work without it, you know. Suck a dog's dick. Suck my dog's dick. Suck a police dog's dick in front of a sergeant. I mean,
not good.
Fucking happy-ass German Shepherd. Wow. How about that? Ah.
There we go, man.
So now you know where you can go get your keyboard.
That's right. We're going to have to do that with the Wesley Willis tribute band. We got to start working on lyrics, though, man.
Okay.
We're going to have to get some inspiration, too.
Yeah, you guys do.
I whooped Wesley's ass, so we could do that.
He's dead, you know.
I know, but I say we can...
He died.
Would
you dig him up
the whoop? I know, I said a late great.
Yeah, late great, man.
Yeah, I whooped Wesley Willis' ass.
There we go, dude. I whooped Wesley Willis' ass.
I was in the middle. I was in the middle of a graveyard. I was sending flowers to his grave. He reached up through the dirt and grabbed me. I kicked him in his nuts.
That's perfect, man. That's the kind of music Wesley Willis would write about himself.
I whoop Wesley Willis' ass. Kicked his zombie ass all across the...
There we go, man.
Sorry. It kind of just writes itself, you know?
Wesley Willis is very spoken word. Why he was never on Deaf Poetry Jam, I'll never know.
Because he was a musician.
Yeah, but he was also a poet.
Hmm. He was?
Kiss My Ass, Ani DeFranco's on there, and that's an ugly bitch, too. I think maybe she sucks some
dick
on there.
They got Roselle on there, too. Whatever the fuck noises he makes. They got that one dude from Oz, poet.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
What's that guy's name, Muff or something like that?
I don't know. Meineke? I don't know.
Meineke?
He said Muff. Muffler.
You go Muff and you're like, Meineke!
Yeah.
No.
Midas Touch, I don't know.
Mums, that's his
Mums,
name.
Mums, yeah.
Yeah, that's his name right there. Now, you apparently had some news for us, Trench.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
There you go, guys.
All right. I was sitting in my house one night. I was eating Cheetos and watching Full House. There's a knock on my door. I did not know who it was. When I opened it, I saw the decomposed body of Wesley Willis standing in my doorway. He said, how you doing?
It's only 20 seconds.
I told him to fuck off. He began to choke me, so I kicked him in the nuts.
I whoop Wesley Willis' ass. I whoop Wesley Willis' ass.
Who'd you whoop?
We can take
Keep
it from
going.
Here, man. Yeah.
All right, hey, Wesley. That's how you break it down right there. Huh?
That's
Thanks.
True. Break it down. There we go. All
right.
See, I'm the human beatbox right there, man.
I'm not. I just whooped Wesley Willis.
See, I can be the human beatbox. Not a very good one, but hey.
Hey, he died, all right?
I'm like the reused drum machine at the Salvation Army.
You know, shortly after Disorderlies, you know.
Yeah.
Disorderly. There's classic movies.
Damn. The Fat Boys broke up and now this?
Oh, sorry.
Boomerang.
I don't have any Fat Boys to play, dude.
Really?
No.
Shame
really.
On you.
I fucking A, dude. What else can I say? I have a Dennis Leary rant on fat people, but we can't play that.
Why not?
Because it's not the Fat Boys.
Yeah, so dude.
It's
as close as I'm going to get, dude. I also have a song about Tracy Lords getting raped.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she get raped?
I don't know. I think so. Anyhow.
I raped Tracy Lords. I was watching porno one day. And Tracy Lords came out. She came out looking all hot and good through the TV. Like that bitch from The Ring. I took her in my arms. She said, no. Get your fat sloppy ass off of me. I said, no. I must take you now. I threw her on my pee stained mattress. And I began to defile Tracy Lords. She said, no. So what did she say? Sing the hook. Sing the hook.
I rape Tracy Lords. I rape Tracy Lords.
No, 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 no.
I rape Tracy Lords.
No, me Jess.
I rape Tracy Lords.
Hey, me Jess. Okay, I'm done.
Come on, turn this shit off, dude. This is like a shitty Nintendo game level 2.
It's good, though. This is some straight Wesley Willis ill shit right here. I am channeling Wesley's spirit right now. Look, I drew a Ouija board. Just put your fingers on the pen.
Fine. Well, okay, here, let me play one for you. Let's see if we can get this set up here.
This went from Star Wars to Wesley Willis tribute band, so.
And with that, we're going to cut out to break. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, spankwagon.net. We'll be back in a few.
Yeah.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
And we're back for the second hour of Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trench.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Cloudballs.
And across from us is...
Flying J.
So we're back for another hour. Thank you. Anyhow, that was just kind of weird.
It wasn't it?
But I guess we just got to meet the owner of the building. Quite startled the hell out of all of us.
We thought it was a homeless guy going to ask us for a change.
Because that's happened once to one of the other hosts of the show. So that was, wow, if you're out in the green room, sorry. Didn't mean to be rude. We just like totally surprised that someone just walked in here.
Apparently homeless people are picking apart the trucks and the abandoned cars out front of the studio.
Gee, what a shock.
I'm the owner of this property. And ain't nobody supposed to be messing with the truck out in the front. I'm like,
oh. That's what he said.
Yeah. And we're like, okay, sure. We're not going to fuck with the truck.
Which was really kind of bad because I was in the middle of a skit, or of a full writing session, or at least trying to make a joke, as we'd call it, for layman's
it's
terms.
It's a joke in layman's terms. It's a joke in any term.
What was it we were talking about?
What happened was I was doing the JPS... joke about, you know, James Patrick.
Uh-huh.
And Trench was sitting here, and I had backed up next to him, was like, yeah, take me now, yeah. Get the tight spot. And I look up, and this dude's like staring at me.
See, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
You didn't see
that. I was
that,
walking
dude.
This way.
Wow, there's bad timing, and then there's that shit. That's just bad timing.
That's why I think that's why he didn't like respond right away when we were trying to talk to him. I think he's still in a state of shock.
Oh, there's some faggots up in here. They do the all faggots show. They all coordinated in red and shit.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Fucking faggots, man.
Anywho,
the bleeding rectal truth.
Could you bring up my cam?
You don't like staring at the retarded girls?
I don't want to stare at any more retarded pics.
I do.
Go home. You guys have your own internet for this shit.
They're beautiful.
Okay, that's a retard.
I love them.
That's a big fucking retard right there.
Fucking Mongols.
Mongols, right, dude. Mongols.
I don't think we're going to do mad props today.
Why not?
It's only one person in
so
the
So let's
chat room.
Do mad props.
You really want to do mad props for one single person? One
Actually,
fucking person
yes,
is
I
in
do.
Our chat room.
You bet your ass I do.
You're going to do it alone.
No.
One person doing one person mad props.
No. We're going to do the biggest and best fucking mad props ever.
I'm not motivated to do mad props.
Why?
You should be.
Were you scared of the black man?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, my God. It's a colored guy. Oh.
Shut up.
Justin, stop him. You're halfway there. You can talk to him. Yo, what's up, my brother?
Assalamu alaikum. Oh, Jesus. Shut up.
Oh, all right. Sounds like what? Now, that's inspired writing right there.
Yeah, I know. It's actually Sly and the Family Stone. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, then.
I've never heard that, but it's new to me.
Okay.
In crowd?
Oh, see everyone.
I was going to say, what are you playing?
In crowd.
We can freestyle it if you want. A cappella.
You want to do a special song then?
We're going to do this. Hold on while I prepare for something I wasn't prepared for.
You can play it. Oh, shit, it was right at the top of the list. Anyhow. Now is the time on Spankwagon.
You want to let it get through the first couple verses.
All right, fine.
This guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, now is the moment in Spankwagon Radio where we acknowledge the listener. So let's give up our mad props to our listener, Ikari
Matt Props.
killed my mic. I was doing some Mad Pros freestyle there. Thank you.
Okay, and that wraps it up for Mad Props.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's the shortest Mad Props ever.
Cut the music.
Too bad we don't have a record scratch.
Yeah, because that would be so natural on an MP3.
They don't know it.
I can't milk this any
longer. No, you wanted to go with it. You wanted to make it the bestest ever. It's going.
I was hanging out in my apartment, chilling one day, and a Mad Prop guy came. His name was Hikari.
He said, who been messing with the truck outside?
Who been messing with the truck outside? I be the property owner. He's probably listening. Don't motherfucking crackers, man. I be fucking where am I tiring at? The fuck you?
Go out and have like flat tires because you don't piss him off, dude.
Yeah, all our doors are open and shit. How you like me now?
Our doors open because the windows were bashed out. So anyhow,
you had some interesting news stories though.
No, I really didn't. I just kind of cobbled this shit together, you know, for space filler when you needed them. Anywho, lake disappears, baffling villagers. A Russian village was left baffled last Thursday after its lake disappeared overnight. NTV television showed pictures of a giant muddy hole bathed in the summer sun, while fishermen from the village of Bolanitikanavadohanine looked on disconsolately. Quote, it is very dangerous. If a person had been in this disaster, he would have almost had no chance of survival. The trees flew downwards under the ground, said Dmitry Zastiev, a local emergencies ministry official interviewed by the channel. Officials in Nizhny region on the Volva River east of Moscow.
Volva.
Is that river red?
Yeah.
Said water in the lake might have been sucked down into an underground watercourse or cave system.
Into
but
the lake,
some villagers had more sinister explanations.
Oh. America did it!
I am thinking, well, America has finally got to us, said one old woman as she sat on the ground outside of her house.
George Bush.
How the fuck are we going to get to them and steal a goddamn lake? Hey, guys, I got this great prank, okay? Check it out. First, we're going to go over to Moscow. Okay, you guys with me? So
yeah.
We're
going to
go on the Volvo River.
Volva.
And then we're going to go ahead and get a bunch of sponges, you see? And we're going to sneak up to this lake, right? This lake. Got it? We're going to put the sponges in the lake and steal the lake. Isn't that funny?
Dude, no. You got it all fucking wrong. Superman 3, they just fly Superman over there. He blows that shit and then just picks up the whole fucking lake. He flies off with it and drops it over a nuclear fire. That's just going to put it right out. So.
Right.
Yeah. I think mine had more of a chance of happening than yours.
Well, you know what? Hey.
It would have taken longer.
Do not doubt the last son of Krypton, okay?
Do not doubt
he
an old
he died for
woman.
Your sins.
Oh.
Son of Jor-El, Superman.
Kneel before Zod. All right. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
And we'll be back. We're going to take a break.
No.
You make it sound that way.
No, I wanted to let them know you can find us online at spankwagon.net, or if you're listening to us, you're probably listening to us from one of your syndicates.
One of your favorite syndicates, no matter where they're located around the world, because we are global.
What? You know, and one of our favorite syndicates, too. By the way, if you want to call in, for those of you who are listening and not watching Star Wars, 1-866-LVROCKS.
Kids, you don't need your parents' permission.
Yeah, because that's a free number. But if you do need permission, you're going to want to dial 383-8120. That's country code 1, area code 702.
That's right.
So, there you go.
I've seen shit like that. It probably is just like a cave.
Well, it probably was just like a fucking cave.
I just love the international paranoia, though. America must
America fussed a mildly gotten to us. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous.
What we're going to have to do is we need to secure lakes in Russia.
Yeah, like lakes in Russia are going to do us any good.
Because, you know, Russian lakes are coveted. If we don't get them, the Chinese are going to take them. Fucking people, man. That's like how people blame that fucking tsunami on America, too.
Yeah.
Like
the Sumatra earthquake. It's our fault. We have a super weapon. No, you know what it is? You know what? I tell you exactly what it is. One, a lot of people believe our entertainment is based in some sort of reality. I mean, let's look at what happened during the first Gulf War. Hold on, follow me here.
Okay.
First Gulf War, you know, they would send out propaganda radio saying, you know, America is bad. America's, you know, your wives are screwing other men. And then they list them in. Your wives are screwing men like Tom Cruise. They're screwing men like, you know, name someone else from the late 90s. Patrick Swayze. They're screwing men like Bart Simpson.
Who?
This is what was on, like, Iraqi propaganda radio back in the 90s.
Now, is this anti or pro-American propaganda?
This is anti-American, you know, trying to demoralize the troops.
I see.
By saying
bullshit.
The wives were screwing Bart Simpson, because they don't know who, they don't know what they're saying. Let's look at the Osama bin Laden poster. Remember the Osama bin Laden poster had an evil Bert on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't understand Bert our culture.
BertisEvil.com.
You'll learn all about it.
That was a Photoshop, dude.
No, that was not. That was taken off of CNN.
It was from BertisEvil.com. The guy even had to do an apology once a children's television workshop threatened to sue his
ass. See, now I was under the impression it was on TV because that's what it looked like it was from.
Come on, dude. Thank you very much. Typical fucking our great American propaganda system. Okay, who just like Newsweek always verifies their stories.
Well, Newsweek or Wired or a few other people,
It was an old website called BertisEvil.com.
I've seen that site, but I didn't know they made a poster with Bert with Osama bin Laden
after,
and a bunch of
after 9/11, the guy who ran the website did a Photoshop of that.
Oh, okay. See, I wasn't aware of that.
And, it's fucking people, man. I just love the news people out here in fucking America.
See, now, I thought it was real because I could have swore I saw it on television.
Yeah, they had it on television, no doubt, but they probably some asshole probably found it online and thought the shit was real. Just like that stupid fucking, what? It's that one Photoshop that was like from a FARC thread where it was like they said the world's first computer.
Oh, and it was that submarine display at the Smithsonian that we actually went to and saw.
Exactly, and somebody put up a fucking picture and then put it through a grain filter and said, oh, this is a pre-ENIAC or some shit. And then they, like, put a gigantic keyboard on the little display thing.
Yeah, they made it look like
everybody,
a giant TV was mounted.
Dude, like, a couple months ago, Moby's website, you know, the composer, even he had a fucking link listed to that shit going, wow, it always amazes me how far technology has come. And he fucking got fooled by it, too.
Interesting. Well, here's a little bit of computer news you shouldn't get fooled by. Apple has asked 128,000 notebook computer users to return their PowerBook or iBook batteries on the off chance that the components could overheat and catch fire. Now, here's the funny thing. Everybody has been saying since the new Apples came out, the new Titaniums, this is a few years ago, that they have been setting your laps on fire because they are so fucking hot of a computer. Well, now we have proof. The batteries were produced by South Korea's LG Chem, which also made the 15-inch PowerBook batteries Apple was forced to recall last August. So this isn't the first time for this company. LG Chem, by the way. The recall, which covers all 12-inch and 15-inch PowerBooks and 12-inch iBooks, sold worldwide between October 2004 and May 2005. The batteries in question are model numbers, and I'll just give the basic model numbers here. A1061, A1078, and A1079. With serial numbers HQ441, HQ507, 3X446, 3X509, 3X446, and 3X510. So basically all you got to do is check your battery model number. The information you can find on the register, that's www.channelregister.co.uk. They got more information there. I'm sure you can go to Apple and find out as well. But if you got a newer laptop, you may want to check your batteries. Lest you light your dick on fire.
Too many numbers.
Which one?
575. I got 6.
Are you guys writing bits?
I got 685 on that last one.
685?
685. Count, motherfucker. Goddamn. No. You'll say gov?
Mint.
Government.
I'm saying the Ebonics way.
All right.
So that works out. Thank you.
All right. We'll see how it works.
Trench, what's on your mind?
You're listening to a live planning session.
We are professionals.
Indeed we are. Trench's feelings are hurt. We got to play a happy song for him.
Come on, kill the pain.
I think I am hardly lonely. Probably the farthest thing from lonely that you could find. Oh,
wait, hold on. That's not your... That's
Jason.
You're never alone. The ghost of JP is with you.
Russell, there is no Miyago Blam.
No, you don't like that?
Boom, boom, ba-dam.
Not too keen on it, but you know what? It could be worse. It really could be worse.
Whatever happened to Snow? Why aren't there any, you know, VH1 Where Are They Nows on him?
I once told Stitz that he was killed at a fucking benefit concert for, what the fuck's that guy sings, Just a Friend?
Bismarcky. Oh, Bismarcky.
Yeah, I said Bismarcky was, like, having a benefit concert, and he was killed by Ted Nugent.
He believed it.
He fucking believed it. He also believed the story I told him that Lars got his ass kicked in a Comp USA. Funny, that somebody beat him with a SCSI cable. He's like, no, really? Seriously? Where did this happen at?
See, that's possible.
I was like, I think it was up in Northern California.
Everything's plausible, you know. Got beat up at a Comp USA. Dude, he got pushed down an escalator at Fry's.
Really?
LA.
Really? Yeah, there's no escalator at Fry's.
Not ours.
Huh.
What Fry's do you know that's two stories?
Bunch of there's one in LA that's like, or no, one in Southern California that's shaped like a giant fucking pyramid, and I think it has a people mover.
We'll have to find out where that is.
Ah.
So
we're gonna have to go.
Anywho.
See
that.
Dude, you sound like an old man, dude, like licking your goddamn chops. Okay, great. Now that sounds like a blowjob.
Don't look at me. It's fucking him.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I don't see his lips moving.
Was not me.
Whatever. Stop, Mark. Trench, whatever your name.
All right. So, okay, you gave it away. I just want you to know.
Hey, did you go to whatsyoursuperpower.com yet?
No, I haven't gone there.
Yeah.
I took the Pulp Fiction test, though, and I found out I am... I'm Vince.
Well, I'm the thing, so I got super strength by the questions I've asked. Or I answered.
Answered.
Yeah.
What's your superpower?
I don't even know this site exists.
Shit.
Whatsyoursuperpower.com. Go there.
Well, you see, if I go there, that's going to stop the fucking show altogether.
No.
Okay, hold on. Listen to some music where I find out what kind of a hero I am.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
We can't web surf during the show, dude. It's not like there's...
It happens all the time.
Well, okay, here's the problem. One, when you web surf, and we've actually discussed this in depth on the show, you get a zombie, like, you get the 1,000-mile stare, where you sit there and all your focus
on... It's a 1,000-yard stare. Whatever. Haven't you ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
I don't give a shit. The point is...
I am in a world of shit. Oh, sorry. Okay.
No, that's okay.
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
Go for it.
What's on your mind? No, please.
I'm waiting for you to finish.
Dude, we just pull the cock out of your mouth and go? Oh, shit.
Cock is out of my mouth.
I mean, you're the only one with the mic with the...
Don't kill his fucking mic.
I kill his fucking mic all I want.
Ah, see, you know, that's why I'll never be a part of the show.
So, I kill his mic. Yeah. He's killed my mic. I think you're part of the show.
Yeah.
Don't quit. Just quit feeling sorry for yourself.
No, you just have a mic with a sack. That's all I'm saying.
You have a mic with a sack?
Yes, look, he does. He's the only one with the mic with a sack, so he can cup it as he's speaking into it. So.
Oh, yeah.
You could have the golden mic like a Rush Limbaugh on the EIB network. Excellence in broadcasting.
Let's make up a network now.
No. Yeah, he did.
That's what
I'm
saying.
We should do that, man. Here, let's play a makeup song for both of you to get you back on track. And think of a topic.
We're looking at each other affectionately now.
Aww.
I love you, man.
I love you too, man.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry to take the Star Wars.
You know.
I'll buy you a Jabba the Hutt juice. Did you know Darth Vader likes Starbucks? I'm serious. There's a drink called Darth Vader likes Starbucks.
Yeah, Claude was mentioning that before the show.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Claude, the one that brings all of us together.
Interpretive dancing. That's my Muppet dance.
Thank you, Fatboy Slim.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like walking, dude.
It's like kids from Charlie Brown and shit.
Would you like something a little more seductive to bring you too close?
I think we're close enough.
I told him, as long as our balls don't touch. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Stop it. Not so forceful.
Shut up.
Can't take your madness.
Oh, that means yes.
Oh, lick my clicker. Yeah! We have defiled the clicker lickers.
Have you both peaked?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Give me more, Daddy! Give me more, Daddy!
Daddy!
Daddy?
The real reason the marriage failed.
Yeah.
That was awkward, to say the least. No, we went last night after the show for Star Wars. And we went to the Martini Ranch, or at least whatever it's called now, over at Texas.
Yeah.
And I had Jabba the Hutt juice.
He gargled it.
Interesting. Okay. And that was?
It was in a martini glass.
Yeah. And it was green.
What was the mix of drink?
A Midori, rum, a Myers. Yeah. Man, what the fuck else is
some other fruity shit.
Orange
in there.
Juice and...
So there are at least two more things in there.
Yeah. Oh, well, it was...
Dude, it looked just like Jabba the Hutt's color, skin color.
Yeah.
It looked like I was drinking diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, but, yeah, you know, and then he followed that up with, you followed that up with what, a Bud Light and then
a Bud Light.
And then an Adios.
You drink a fruity fucking drink and you follow Bud Light.
Oh, no. He finished it with an Adios motherfucker.
What's an Adios motherfucker?
Every fucking thing under the sun is probably one of the most high octane drinks you can get.
Higher than like even a Long Island?
Yes, indeed.
Oh.
Then we smoked
Claude,
cigars.
The fucking drinker here.
Then we smoked cigars.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
It's fucking foul as shit with the fucking Bud Lights we were drinking afterwards.
We had some. We had Sweet Daddies.
With Bud.
Yeah, what the hell are Sweet Daddies?
Well, it's kind of nasty to say you were sucking on a Sweet Daddy, but they're flavored cigars. You had rum.
Yes.
I had vanilla.
Yes.
Vanilla cigar?
And then we followed that up with
Bud Light.
Hot dog on a stick. I had the red lemonade and he had the green.
And Flying J was
what
done.
What are you trying to do to yourself?
Flying J was done with his cigar, but I wasn't. I was in the food court of Texas smoking a cigar.
Okay.
Pissing off people, it kind of seemed. Of course, I was inebriated.
Yeah. It was great.
You were a little drunk, so you didn't care what you were doing.
The funny part about it is it didn't hit him until he actually got off of his bar stool. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, I am a little bit lit. I told him that Adios would fuck him up. I have the fucking highballs of those motherfuckers, you know, and you know, that gets me pretty lit. So, halfway through it.
It was pretty intense. And then I drank green lemonade.
Yeah.
With a cheap vanilla cigar.
Oh,
green was the theme.
Good fucking.
Fucking nasty,
God.
Dude. Yeah. It was like I was drinking an ashtray because it brought out the taste of the burned tobacco.
Yep.
It was
brought out the cigar. Man, it's like fucking, like, you know, smoker, chain smoker, 80-year chain smoker. Oh, a little bit of vanilla spritz will cover this odor.
Exactly.
And then we ended the evening at an Asian massage parlor and got happy endings.
Well, about damn time Claude got a happy ending.
Yeah.
I mean, this boy's been waiting 24 fucking years.
Yeah.
There'll never be a happy ending for me.
Well, happy
unless
beginning.
They're dead.
Oh, man, that's just gross.
Dead girls tell no tales.
Oh, man.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. You're not talking.
Okay,
now,
Van.
Are you? Van. Buggerer of tards,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, buggerer of rigor mortis.
All right, we got to tell this story. We work with a guy right there who, back in the 60s...
As a matter of fact, this is the same guy that we've talked about on the show who made his own cologne.
Did he make his own cologne? Makes his own cologne.
I even have that on a sound bit we did for a commercial.
What?
Or that
he used to make
Reverend
his own
did.
Cologne. He got this shit like essence of toenail or some shit like that. You know, these essential oils.
Is that what
shit.
He named it?
I don't know, man.
Virgin Queef, I think is what
Virgin
you called
Queef,
it.
That's what I called it. And he used to drown himself in this shit. It was nasty. But he had this famous story.
Yeah, I make my own cologne, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking horrible. Is he like that, man? Formaldehyde for flavor.
Formaldehyde for
jeez. But yeah, apparently he was selling acid back in the 60s, and his mom had him committed to a mental institution for a short period of time to make sure he wasn't fucked up in the head. And he told these tales. One, he had a retarded like roommate guy who kept pissing him off because he snored so loud. So he went during lunchtime, bought a bag of peanuts from the vending machine. He didn't eat them, held them there, and waited till the other guy went to sleep, and then started shoving peanuts up his nostrils.
Jesus.
He says, I got about like 7 or 8 up each one.
Oh. The guy didn't wake up?
No. They had to take him in to have him, like, do surgery or some shit to pull him out.
Oh, wait. So, no way. So he gets away with that.
Yeah. And the other one was...
the retarded bastard did it to himself, probably.
They had to have.
Yeah. And what happened was they used to have these girls, you know, that were, like, going through electroshock therapy. And what happened is after that, you're just zombied out. And he would rape them.
Jesus!
Yes.
He's like, they don't mind. And he goes, and they said I could. I go, what do you mean? I'm like, can I? And they're like,
yes. Yes.
They're fucking zombied out. That's the point. Can I? Is that the only way you're going to get it?
Well,
like,
of course.
Finding someone who just went through electroshock therapy and going, hey, you up for a good time?
Of course you can. Do I want you to? Probably not.
Come on, you know that's a love story right there. How'd you meet? Well, you know, your mom was fucking electrocuted and I raped her.
Yeah. Great. Oh, Jesus.
Well, can you imagine if she had a kid? What are you going to name him? Sparky!
Oh, yeah.
Fight for your honor. Your hero. You're dreaming of. Go Karate Kid! Knowing together that
Zap.
We. whatever. For the glory of. I can't stop, damn it. Like Shut a up. Knight in shining armor!
That's coming up.
No, sorry.
Anyhow, that's what we need to do. Good we need Peter's to do a live terror. Karaoke session on here.
The door knock?
I don't know. Go check.
Go get the door.
I see no feet.
Who knows enough name plain standing back? Get the fucking door.
Man, what the fuck? Do I look
get
like...
Get the door, please.
You know that's stupid, man, because the black people always die first in the scary movies.
Look at him
fucking... crack the door open and shit. That was pretty fucking hilarious. He, like, actually walks over and starts cracking the fucking door. That was great.
Scared and shit.
Dumbass.
Say what?
Locksmith.
Yeah, like you actually picked that fucking lock.
Nah, you just put enough pressure on the doorknob, it'll fucking open.
Oh, okay.
Did you used to steal cars when you were a kid, too?
I did.
You became a locksmith.
This is an art I need to learn from him, because it may come in handy.
Stealing cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what, you for case you lock your keys in your car or something?
Or leave them in your apartment, yeah.
Standard screwdriver? Steering column.
Whoa. Before we go, we're not doing this for educational purposes for you, the listener.
What's wrong with that?
This is just purely theory.
There's just two seals. Two very plastic seals that just pop through. And then push it, starts up. It's a beautiful thing.
That's it.
Yeah. And the fucked up part about it is Cadillacs, once they've been stolen before, they'll replace it with a metal steering column. So what's a real son of a bitch is, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, really dark, you got to squeeze the light, you don't fucking know, you take that one big swing with, because you got to jam the screwdriver into the steering column.
Ka-dang. Ting! Oh.
Yeah, you regret that shit. So, yeah, Cadillac got smart. Too bad Honda didn't.
Well, let's take a look. I mean, one of the most stolen cars is either a Honda Civic
right. Or...
You know, any of those little racer cars.
Those are so fucking easy,
out
too.
And just ding, 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 ding. You know, anything. All of them.
They've got like one little fucking dinky-ass seal.
When you say seal, what do you mean by seal?
There's like these little plastic things. That's why when it says breaking down, you break down the steering column, you get into it, and then there's... Most of the time they have two. Most GM models have one above it. You break it off. It's usually red or white or whatever. Mm-hmm. You pop it off. You go down, and then there's another... seal right above it, and then underneath it it's like a little tooth, okay,
yeah.
It, you know, because when you turn it the
steering column locks,
yeah, exactly, you know, but all you do is pop that top part off, you know, the locking part, you just push it, voila, car starts. So
very interesting. And that's GM.
yeah, well, that's any, just about any car, you know, can
be stolen. That's pretty good, man. So Flying J is down in it, and his youth, I can just picture you just like, it's real life Grand Theft Auto, man.
Yeah. I was 13, okay, when I was stealing cars.
Still.
And the bad part about it is I couldn't drive them.
You couldn't drive them?
No, but I was really good at
so you'd pop the, you'd pop the lock and run.
Yeah, and my partner would jump in and take off.
And your partner was all of what, 12?
Yeah, he was the same age as me, but he knew how to drive.
How many cars do you think you've stolen?
I don't know. I mean,
less and do you have any license plates and phone numbers of victims?
No, no, hold on, hold on. I don't want to do that. No, we don't want to incriminate Jay.
No, it's about a dozen or so.
About a dozen. Okay. Did you ever like get any money for it?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Andrew, well, that's cool. So you're glorifying it?
Sure, why not? Spankwagon, we're all about the evil.
No, we're not.
Okay, so what's the worst experience you've ever tried to steal a car? Just the Cadillac with the metal column?
No, we've had Salt Rock shot at us one time.
Salt Rock shot at you?
Yeah, but we never actually got hit by it.
Thank God.
So, wow. So you got away?
Yeah.
With the car?
Yeah.
That's great, dude.
Yeah, but see, we had to ditch it like a block later. We only took it just so we can get away from the fucker while he called the cops. So, you know, that was the last time.
So, wait. What happened up to the moment of stealing the car to get away that you had a guy chasing you with a gun full of saltpeter?
He came out.
You were stealing the vehicle?
Yes.
So you could have just ran away without stealing the car.
Well, no, I mean, my partner, stupid ass, fucking left the car door open so the fucking light from the inside of the car was still on, and that's how we were spotted. So, you know, at that point, by the time the guy came out, hey, you know, boom, the car started, and I jumped in the back seat, you know, I almost said his name, but
yeah.
my partner jumped over, he drove off, we went about, I don't know, about 4 or 5 blocks, ditched the car, and ran like bitches, and that was the last time we stole a car, because we got that close to getting caught.
And shot.
Yeah. You were shot at.
Well, we were more worried about getting caught.
What's the wildest thing you ever done to a car? Like, vandalism-wise?
You know what we did. gosh, I'm trying to remember what kind of... It was an LTD that we stole.
LTD.
Yeah, that was an easy one because the keys were left in it.
Wow.
Okay, so, you know, I guess they went on vacation or something like that, and they forgot to take the keys out of the car. So we were like,
damn.
Fuck yeah. You know, so we took it, and then, of course, we ditched it by... You know,
those are huge cars too.
Yeah. Well, we applied, you know, we did the old brick to the gas. You know.
Yeah.
Put it in neutral, hit it in drive, jumped out, and just ran it right into a dumpster. Yeah. The dumpster fucking flew here, so high.
Was this here in Las Vegas?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. See, now me, I would have done something like really spectacular, like found a parking ramp.
Oh.
Yeah.
And pulled an old folk job, you know, where the two old people always seem to drive off the top of the parking ramps.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't too many of those around at the time.
In the area where you once resided.
Yeah, well, understandable. See, that's just it, you know. See, my felonious past is, you know, in the Lone Star State, you know, and I am planning on making my return soon, so.
Understandable.
You know. Darth J will be coming back.
By the way, from our earlier discussion, Hikari says, man, the only bush J has seen is between an old mama-san's legs. So we have another...
Oh, wow.
Another
gosh.
Stanley Kubrick fan.
Okay, well, you know, that's a... Sorry.
I like Asian food.
Mama-san.
Is this a noodle? Oh, that's a clitoris.
That's
a string hanging out.
Cut the cord.
Cut the cord.
Nah.
You see that new tampon commercial?
You know what? You know what, Akari? I could only wish that I've never seen Bush, because then I wouldn't be in the terrible situation I'm in now. So.
You wish you were gay?
Yeah.
So
really?
Then you would go to the gay bars.
I wish I was queer so I could get girls. Dude. Guys that are queer. Guys that don't dig.
Okay.
Oh, chicks, I think, is the word. So. Yeah, everything is queer.
And it's by his favorite band.
I love
Garbage.
This band. Yes. Damn, she looks good.
God, have you seen her? Have you heard a new album?
No.
Fucking great.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not as good as the other ones, but it's... I dig it.
Shirley Manson looks great, but the fact she caught VD, she had chlamydia, really kind of kills it. You know, you're like, eh.
Wow, yeah, that one can be cured, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I can go on with a raincoat, man. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and you would have to, too, because she likes it when dudes piss on her, and she enjoys pissing on other dudes.
Yeah.
Right on the chest.
Okay, yeah.
That's a little too much.
She refers to golden showers.
Yeah.
Golden showers, happy hours, you know, yeah. Chaos rules when we're apart.
Yes.
When I grow up, yeah.
Off the Big Daddy soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never tried that with your wife?
No, and I never will, thank you.
You don't think so?
No. That's
you don't think you two ever get, like, adventurous?
Not that adventurous.
Maybe
or
like,
bored.
Okay, what
like
about the number beads? Two? You know, you never done the number
no,
two?
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. No. She won't let him.
Well, well, it's okay. Well, at least she still has that carnal treasure.
Yeah.
XP marking the spot.
No, no, man. Very, very standard, very normal
sounds kinda boring.
Sex life.
Yeah. But you play with food.
Yeah.
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. You're a food player? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
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 Watch out for whipped cream and nanners around him.
Oh, whoa. Whoa. Okay, where does the nanners go?
That's what I'd like to know. I've never heard this one.
Oh, my God. Chocolate covered banana now. You know, you stick them in
stick.
Stick them in the freezer for a while. They're nice and firm.
Deek. Ooh, yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for dissecting my sex life apart.
I didn't know chocolate covered bananas
and creating, corn. And creating shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're already going to be nut covered.
Nutty.
Ew.
Yeah, well, I've tried it a couple of times with my ex. You know, she
stuck bananas in your ass?
No, no, you know. Not.
Did she peg you?
Not banana phone. No.
Did you ever go through
pull
pegging?
Out an answer.
Oh, well,
did you ever get pegged?
No.
Chick with a strap on?
No.
Because Redner was trying to... Although
one of our good
coworkers... Did you ever get knowingly pegged?
No.
Unknowingly pegged?
No.
Did she ever, like, slip a finger in there to massage your prostate from the reverse
no.
side?
No. No, no. But our good friend,
what about a straw?
Ex-coworker, Paul Smith, has taken it up to Cooley.
I don't
we know that we can't really name names, but yeah, why not?
Too late.
No, too late.
It's kind of already said. No. I'll edit it in post.
Nah, you know, he's in jail right now, so stalking.
Really?
Stalking.
No shit.
Remember?
I didn't know he's
stalking.
No,
didn't know
that's the other guy, I thought.
No, stalking.
No, I haven't. You
Paul,
know what?
Are you talking about the dude that took it in the ass or the one with no legs?
No, no, the one with no legs, got like a huge settlement. So, you know.
Yeah, but he was brought up on charges for stalking.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. I don't know how he could do it because it's really hard to fucking walk around with one leg and shit.
You know, you mentioned that he got a settlement out of that, and that's just shitty because, as far as I'm concerned,
he
removed his
own
cast.
Yes,
he
did.
Did that on his own.
That's the reason why our doctors are leaving in droves.
Because that's
assholes like that,
you know. And the thing happened. The fact of the matter was, it was at work, you know. And I'm surprised someone didn't fire his ass right then and there. I mean, they really should have.
They should have fired him the moment he jumped on the harmonica.
Yeah, that's another disgusting tale. This is all way before your time.
Really?
Way before your time. There was a trainer there by the name of.
Harmonica. We'll call her Harmonica.
We'll call her Harmonica.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Traveler.
Body, yeah! I pissed her off.
Okay.
Did you piss on her?
No, I did not.
I
want to
piss on you.
I told her, I said, no, I wouldn't consider ever anybody that already has kids. I don't need the attachment of their brats.
That's a good one.
Yes.
I'm a motherfucker. I'll fuck mothers, too. You know, it don't matter.
That's right. You seem to be the MILF hunter right now with your current escapades.
I don't care. It's all right. As long as their kids don't call me daddy, I'm all right.
But they're trying to like take you to the gay bar. We hear
at the gay bar.
Yeah, she tried to take me back there again last night. That's
why
I hung out with you for most of the night.
Why?
She wanted to have dinner with her gay friends.
So she can go have dinner with them. Does she have to bring you?
I'm thinking.
No,
she wants to show me off. I'm thinking she's straight bait.
I think so, too.
Maybe that she thinks if she keeps Jay around, all her little stable of, little buckfutters there, that she'll turn Jay.
Yeah. I got that feeling, too.
I called
her a familiar.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Familiar.
Yeah.
You know, a human that a vampire turns out to go do his bidding because they don't get affected by crosses.
Right.
Well, that's her job right now. She's a fucking familiar.
And what was funny is we talked about this last night before Jay ever even had alcohol hit his lips, man, before he took a single drink. And he was dead serious about that. You were. Maybe she's trying to turn you.
Yeah.
So there's a good possibility. You think you'll ever be taken over to the dark side?
Absolutely not.
You sure?
No.
Why not?
I love pussy too much. That's why.
Why not go both ways?
Yeah.
No.
Do I look like
Enrique? Hey, let's go trisexual. Fucking do the Beastmaster.
Why not? I mean, you should. You're adventurous. You're free and willing and young.
You know what? I'm not
gays
fucking...
like you?
Yeah, they do. I don't like gays.
Gays like you?
I'm Republican. I mean, come on, man. I'm not supposed to. It doesn't work. Fucking
a Republican being caught in a gay bar. Now, wait.
The
a
log
minute.
Cabin Republicans, you know. They're
the
all gay.
The log cabin Republicans.
Yeah.
So you're hanging out in these gay bars. They're trying to chain turn you. You're
so there's Flying
it.
J right there. Flying J's in the gay bar.
Why is everybody talking to me? I'm so... Let me get my roller skates on. See, I'm feeling the song too, man. I can't stop it.
You're feeling the song?
Yeah.
Something's overcoming him.
Yeah. Why do we always degenerate back to gay talk?
Because it's funny.
Well, because none of you guys ever bring any topics.
I bring topics. We brought Star Wars to the table, homie.
Star Wars already brought its damn self.
Okay, but we brought Jabba the Hutt juice.
Okay, Jabba the Hutt juice. Think about that.
Yeah, you think I'm sexy? Come on, finger. See, I don't even know the words anymore.
You know enough.
I used to know this when I was 5. All of it.
You're 5?
When I was 5.
You're 5 years old singing Reach Out and Touch Me.
Yeah.
Something's inherently wrong about that.
It was, hey, I had MTV.
I can agree with that. Something's very inherently wrong with that. So this chick, she's trying to bait you to becoming queer, and she's a fag hag.
Yes.
Okay. So where's it going to go from here?
I don't know what her mission is with me. You know, I'm like, what?
Well, we know at least at one time it was the missionary position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen her since. I've been making excuses not to show up. I ask him. How many messages does she fucking leave me?
Every 5 to 10 minutes last night.
No, wait a minute. Do you get charged for all those text messages that come into your phone?
No, I get like about 200 a month.
Okay, how many has she sent?
I don't know, like...
getting close to the limit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, if you have a limit of 200 text messages a month, you may want to think about shutting that feature off soon. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to get your ass a big fucking phone bill.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
And it's going to be because of her going, hey, sweetie, let's take it in the pipe, you know?
Mm-mm.
But she's talking about you.
Yeah, you know what, but see, here's the thing, though. That's one of those grenades that I jumped on, you know? I mean...
What about these other Claymores that are walking around the gay bar? Why don't you jump on one of those?
No, I don't jump on howitzers. Okay.
Come on, maybe you find the right dude, man. It'd be the Guns of the Navarone.
Yeah. Superfly TNT.
They explode all up inside you.
You're fucking playing this song, man. God damn. Oh, you just look so sexy, Dirk. I just had to kiss you. I'm sorry. Stupid. I'm so stupid. I like your car.
You like my car? I just bought it, man. It's red like yours. Yeah, that's great, man. That's cool, man. You want to go for a ride?
Dude, you know what? Wait until we go to San Diego and Tijuana, okay? You, my friend, will have a new perspective on life. You will be born again hard, believe me. In more ways than one. That's my mission.
Okay.
We're going to TJ.
That's great.
For carnal delights.
All right.
With women.
Hey, two dudes going over there looking for some carnal delights. I'm sure it's all right.
Yeah. Pussy. We got dog pussy. We got cat pussy. We got old pussy, young pussy, black pussy, white pussy.
You want to hear that? All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Cheech Marin, the great Cheech Marin.
Yes. Yes.
That's going to be us next month. Or no, the month after next.
Yes.
The great Cheech Marin.
Nice.
There you go, man.
That's us, man. You, me.
great, man. I'll be fucking arrested. I'll never come back, dude.
This motherfucker is paranoid. I told you, keep the bulk of your money in your sock and keep a 20 in your pocket, okay? So if you do get shaked down by federales, you'll have something to give them and they'll leave you the fuck alone.
Yeah, but I'm leaving my own country, dude. Al-Qaeda is waiting for
me. Well, wait a minute. What about, like, papers, passport, or anything like that?
What about them?
Welcome to the new Homeland Security. When was the last time you crossed over to TJ?
Ah, never. I mean, it's
been never? Shit.
No, I've been there. I've been there, but no, not since fucking 9/11.
Oh, okay. So you don't even know what you need to go over.
No.
You don't even know what you need to get back.
Last time I went, I had my military.
And you want to take an innocent white boy like this to TJ?
Yes.
Do you realize what that's going to do to him? First off, Montezuma's revenge just by looking at some of the food over there.
Nah. See, that's you, man. Mr. Silk Guts over here. Shit.
Well, yeah, totally. That's why I'm not going, amongst other reasons. Just saying.
Fucking drink some bottled water, take some Pepto, and fucking have some fun.
So you've never gone over there since 9/11. You want to take him over.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
There's wholesale pussy there.
We need to do his bit and get out of here.
Yes. Going down to TJ, get some pussy. Clyde Ball's gonna get some pussy for cheap. Gonna tap it out beneath the sheets. I just added lyrics.
Oh, wow. You added lyrics to the song. And they actually went with it.
See?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Just roll the bit.
Well, I can't spell it. Okay. All right, which one is it? I do this every week.
See, I can't... I do this bit every week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spinkwagon presents Masterpiece Theater.
We proudly present. Flying J. Sir Flying J.
Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to another somewhat funny whatever.
Another edition of Flying J's Ghetto.
Yes, which we proudly present.
Yes. Thank you. Ghost Rider today, Claude. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Okay. Let's start
out. What the point is a Ghost Rider if you're going to announce dumb shit?
He did haiku number one. Okay, we'll start with Claude's. Fat white chicks need love. Shade in the hot summer days. Two seats on airplanes.
And...
Bully. Fucked my cousin's bitch. My dick begin to trickle. My cuz gets last laugh. Government cheese is good. Party at the first of the month. Two stamps for a buck. Thank you for participating and joining me in Ghetto Haiku Land. This is Flying J. Peace, niggas.
And I suppose we better roll this thing out of here.
That was very good.
Very well done.
Very good, old man.
Oh, thank you, old chap.
Claude?
You want to go ahead and cue some music now?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want some, like, more lonely
So are you
music?
Down for some tea?
It's time to go.
Some tea bagging?
Tea bag.
It's time to go.
Let's see. You know, we haven't done this one in a long time.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Spankwagon Radio with your hosts, Trencher,
myself, Claude Balls,
and Flying J.
We would like to thank every single one of you who did tune in and played along to this show.
All one of you.
We want to also say a big thank you to everyone that helps put Spankwagon out on the ether every week. Let's say thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to use the studios and broadcast this magnificent piece of shit.
I love you.
Want to say a big thank you to our syndicate, Radio306.com. for syndicating us all across Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Want to say a big thank you to the friends of Spankwagon, ArsAnime.com, VFTP.net. And remember, if we're not live,
we are in the archive.
And along with us is Subject 2, the number 2, Discussion.com. Tune in to Sean Omak's weekly radio show, Wednesdays. Or get it from our archives. And remember, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. You can find us at our home at spankwagon.net. Again, I'm Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And I'm Flying J!
And we will see you next week.
Spankwagon, keep it real.
Peace, niggas. I'm going to go to the next one.